Well, hey, everybody.
Yep.
What's going on? It's finally fucking Friday.
It's Friday. Y'all fucking sick of the week.
I'm sick of the week for sure.
Maybe you're staying in. Maybe you're going out. Either way, we're going to start the night off with a little bit of vodka and cranberry.
Yeah, we're having vodka and cranberry today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we can review the week. We can talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. Or just everybody starting to filter in now.
You know how it goes. We always end up talking about like some crazy shit.
Yeah, we'll talk about some crazy shit.
I did want to mention, though, that I heard the news today that Andy Rourke of the Smiths has passed away. Mm. He was only 59 years old. Mm. And then I was thinking to myself, he's not the one that was like a real bad drug addict, right? That was Mike Joyce, was it not?
I don't know.
Like that was on heroin or whatever?
I don't know those guys too well.
But I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he apparently died, which like I said, and he was actually like younger than I thought, which was crazy. But yeah, I saw some post earlier that like Johnny Marr had posted about him. But yeah, that's pretty sucky. Zach says, can we talk about how pole dancing is apparently considered a form of exercise?
Yeah, it's hard.
It sounds kind of funny, but pole dancing is absolutely not as easy as it looks. And especially, like, all the strippers and stuff like that that have to do that in, like, those fucking huge spike heels and all that other kind of stuff.
Shoes.
Bitch, yeah. I can't even walk in those.
Yeah.
So, anybody that, because I have a pair.
Yeah.
But every time I walk in them, I'm like going like that, like a baby deer.
Yeah. Yeah, she never really wore them long enough to get adjusted to them.
Yeah.
But you can.
I think I wore them out one time.
Yeah.
And managed to not break my neck.
Yeah.
But it was a real unpleasant experience.
Right.
So, they look nice, though.
Yeah. No, I've actually seen, you can go on YouTube and see challenges where they try to take these bodybuilders and try to get them to do some of those pole dancing exercises. Like, just hold themselves straight out and just climb up it with one leg. And those dudes are fucking strong, man. They can bench fucking 600 pounds. No, they can't do it.
Yeah.
But then a little 120-pound girl can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a type of gymnast type thing, you know?
I mean, I did gymnastics when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that is absolutely... It's a different kind of strength, I think, but, you know, it's definitely much harder than people give it credit for.
You have to be strong and light at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you have to have real good balance.
Yeah. Which I did before my ears went to shit when I was a teenager. I used to be really good at gymnastics. I took ballet and I took gymnastics. Mm. And I was like the best one in my class. I was like super flexible. You know what I mean? I could do like back bends. I could do all that kind of shit. But, you know.
I saw one bodybuilder that, you know, the dancer just says, look, grab it here. Put your foot on that side of the pole and just fucking just hang your other leg down. Just do it. And he's like, and I'm thinking he should be able to do that. He couldn't do it.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound difficult when you say it.
He's like, God damn, you know. You know, he's a 240-pound, all muscle, but 240 pounds, and it's just... His muscle mass wasn't trained for that kind of exercise, you know what I mean? He was just trained for just raw power and to be big.
Yeah.
And that's not what that type of exercise calls for.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah, it's a lot of muscular control and balance and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, it is.
And if you're lightweight, it would help you. Because you're not fighting the force of gravity.
Right.
For the weight of your own body.
Yeah, I mean, that's why. I mean, you never really see, like, ballet dancers with, like, big old badonkadonk or anything like that.
No.
They're usually, like, pretty trim.
Yeah.
So they
real flexible, though.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, too, is that, you know, especially ballet dancers, like, they have to kind of get flung around by other dancers and lifted and stuff like that. So it's always better if they don't weigh all that
much. There's a whole porn subcategory of flexible, just called flexible. And it's all those little Russian ballerina and Russian contortionist girls, which I think it's the same thing. I think contortion is a part of maybe you need that for ballet. I don't know. But they'll put little masks on so you don't know who they are. But they could just fucking do all these fucking just crazy contortions, man. And they're not, they're nude half the time. But there's a lot of times no sex going on. It's just dudes getting off on the fact that a girl can just bend herself
into
a pretzel.
Can just bend herself into
it. Yeah. It is hot. It is hot. It's like, goddamn, that, how is that possible? Like a girl bend herself backwards. Arch her back so hard that she could put her back of her head in between her legs, but the ass crack side. That was just unbelievable.
I mean,
I couldn't believe that somebody could do that.
Man, if the girls could eat themselves out, they'd probably never leave the house.
Oh, those girls could easily do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Those girls, that one girl could almost do it backwards.
Right.
In other words, she could bend her head back so far she could set her head on her ass.
Yeah,
while she was standing,
I've seen
on
some,
two legs.
Yeah, I've seen some girls do that.
And then just arms straight out like that. It's just like, that's fucking incredible.
I was never that good on it, but when I was younger, like this is when I was like, pre-puberty or right before, right around the time I was going through puberty. I could actually, I could just go from a standing position and just go whoop and just go like do a back bend like that. I used to be able to do that. And I used to do like handsprings and backflips and all that kind of stuff.
If you had time, you could get back into that.
I probably could.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking flexible women, sexy, man.
I know. I was like, well, like I said, I used to be able to. I'm not that unflexible anymore. Like, I'm older now and I haven't like really practiced it, but I can still kind of like.
Yeah, I need to get into the yoga.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I should do that. Like,
can't do it that full time job though.
That's
the problem.
I don't have time.
No, there's no time. Oh, it's the commute that kills you.
It is, yeah. They did let me go from 7:30 to 4:30 then, so I'd get home an hour or like half an hour earlier, which actually does make a big difference, which is kind of nice because I was always getting there like early anyway. So they were like, "Well, you might as well just come in and clock in, and then you can leave half hour earlier." And I was like, "Yeah, that's a good idea."
This tablet's giving me problems. I think I'm gonna have to get the other one. It keeps losing its connection. I'll be back soon.
Camp Guy said, Mikhail Baryshnikov, if my cod piece was that large, I'd jump and leap about too. I remember him. He was very big in the 80s. Was it? He was in that movie, wasn't he? White Knights? Was that what that movie was called? Is that what I'm thinking? Okay. Maybe I'm crazy, but I thought that was the first thing that popped in my head, and that's usually the right thing, but not always. John Robertson said, hey, Jenny, I started reading a new book called Something More Than Night by Kim Newman. Oh, I've read some stuff by Kim Newman. It's about Boris Karloff and Raymond Chandler teaming up to solve supernatural mysteries in Hollywood. Holy shit.
What is it?
That sounds like it was exactly written for me.
What's it called?
It's called Something More Than Night, about Boris Karloff and Raymond Chandler teaming up to solve supernatural mysteries in Hollywood. Okay. See, that kicks ass. I really like the little sub-genre of we're taking some like real and or fictional characters from history and putting them together and they solve crimes. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, I think, like, so far my favorite book like that is Drood, obviously, by Dan Simmons, which is about Charles Dickens and Wilkie Collins. But he did another one that was like, man, what was it? It was Sherlock Holmes, who I know isn't real. But it was Sherlock Holmes... Like, in that universe, he was a real person. And, wait, who the fuck was it? It was Sherlock Holmes and a real guy, like a real writer. But I can't remember who it was right now.
I just got a message from Michael from A Starry Night.
Uh-oh, what did he say?
It was two sentences. The first one was, bro.
Yeah, that's Michael, all right.
With, like, fucking
5 O's. With, like, 5 O's on it.
Yeah, he says, please tell Jenny to check her email. I'm hoping she can help me with a poster.
Okay.
I just said, okay, but she's on a show right now. So. But he's one of that band there, man. He wants you to fucking do the shit right fucking now. Because I know how he is. Okay, he thumbs up. He's coming back. But yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he wants me, he's nice as shit. If I'm at the show, he pretends like he doesn't know me. And then I go to the other band members and says, this bitch pretending like he doesn't know me in front of these other people. They start, Michael, get the fuck back over here.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. He goes, thank you, beautiful. He called me, look at me. If you guys don't know Starry Night, it's a good band. I helped him get signed in their early years. Fucking our friend Imani, Jenny worked for Imani. She was making all these damn black metal fucking album covers. We were at dinner with Imani. She's from New York. She's like, Tom, what's your favorite Orlando band? And I said, You like the best one or my favorite one? He goes, favorite the best one.
Florida band.
Favorite Florida band. And I said, A Starry Night's the best band in Florida. She went out and fucking signed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they got onto a better label later on. They got on fucking Dance Macabre? No, what was...
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. It's one in Germany, I think.
Yeah.
Because they played in Germany and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're actually bigger in Europe than they are here. But they got three albums out. That third one's good, too.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah, they're all good.
That's the thing, though. It's like, I'm just, you know, I've been working all day, and I don't really feel like working anymore tonight, so I'm not going to...
Yeah, let him simmer.
I'm not doing it right
let
now.
Let him simmer.
I'm not doing it right now. You know, I might do it tomorrow, but, you know. That's the thing. It's like, I just kind of feel like now I only have weekends to do stuff, and it's like, I feel like we have to cram everything in over the weekends, and I don't, like, have time to do anything.
Yeah.
Especially if I have, like, freelance shit, which... I don't, well, I have a couple things which are, like, pending, but I don't know, like, what they're going to entail, because I'm still waiting for more details about them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's that kind of thing. But at this point, I'm like, look, I've been at work all day, I don't really feel like, I don't want to check my email. I want to be one of those people that, like, doesn't check their email after, like, 6 p.m. or something like that. I'm just like, leave me alone, I'm trying to have a fucking, I'm trying to have a fucking evening or, like, a weekend, you know what I mean? Because I don't really get that.
Falling behind on porn production too.
Well, I mean, it's we did some like last week, but you know, it
didn't come
just,
out right.
It just it didn't come out as good as we wanted, but that's okay. Like, you know, we'll get it all done.
Yeah.
I know, you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, like we were saying before, it's probably like going to be better. Like the streaming is probably going to be more where the money is.
Yeah.
But we do have to have some videos like as
You got to have street cred.
Yeah, like as backup and stuff like that. So we did want to have, like a bunch of videos made, like, before we did the streams.
Yeah.
Although I do want to start streaming soon, because I, you know, I kind of feel like that's probably where the money is.
I got my new jockstrap, too.
Oh, my God, it's so funny.
It's a gay jockstrap.
It's a gay jockstrap.
Yeah.
It's looking lovingly at the other jockstraps in the closet.
It's gay jockstrap. When it came, the label had the pride flag on the back of it. So if you buy a jockstrap, it's gay now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean,
I sent a picture of that shit to fucking Zach. I said, Zach, look, I got a jockstrap, and it's gay. And I said, now Jenny's trying to peg me. And Zach said,
what else is new?
Zach says, you better learn how to clean out.
Well, the first thing I said, Tom sent me a photo of it. Like, he didn't have it on, but he said he had taken it out of the package, and he took a picture of it, and he sent it to me at work, like, on my phone.
It's black and red, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
And, So he was like, oh, look, it came today or something like that. And I said, we're going to make a video of you twerking in that.
I was fucking laughing, man.
So then, like last night he got out of the shower and he's like, I'm gonna put these on. So he put them on and he's like turned around. He's like shaking his little head. Yeah. It was like so funny.
I got some too.
He tried it.
jump in there and just, Jenny couldn't resist that shit. No straps in the back, just cupping you and everything, fucking round.
Cupping your little round booty.
Yeah, okay. Don't make me go get it.
You know you wanted to from the very start, from the very like moment that you brought it up. Yeah, John Smith said as opposed to a heterosexual jockstrap. I mean, I always thought that jockstraps. Well, I mean, when I thought about it at all, which I never have, but that jockstraps were probably pretty. Gender that neutral, there. But you know.
That shit right there. That shit right there is designer and everything. It just got the straps in the back and everything.
Y'all just have to imagine.
Just have to imagine that shit.
Well, I mean, when we get all the videos done, you won't have to imagine it, because I'm sure that we'll probably have some videos with you wearing that. Because you're getting. Well, and also.
Easy access. Easy access.
For pegging.
No.
No.
Look at that little triangle, man. That can't hold all of me in there. That's just fucking bulging. I'm wrapping shit around. It's fucking coming up and around a waistband to hide it. Mushroom head in the back. Sexy as shit. I'll get all kinds of fucking gay fan mail on that one.
You should. I mean, see, that's the thing. I think that we can appeal to all demographics.
Humor is going to be a big part of it, man. You guys got to see some of this shit, the way it was edited, and me looking at the camera going, oh, fuck.
Well, what some of the
Jen zooms in on my face with the fucking software and shit, and sound effects.
Well, because well, here's the thing. Like, some
I was
of the
fucking busting up.
Some of the shit that we shot.
Yeah.
Like me and him, because I said, well, I want you here when I edit it, so like you can help me out or like give me ideas or you know if you don't like something and you want me to take it out or something like that, like oh, I don't look good from that angle or whatever. So it's like, so we're sitting there editing it, and there's one fucking great moment where. You know, like, he's behind me or whatever, and he turns around and look at the camera, and I was like, oh my god, what a hilarious moment, and so I was just like, took close up on his face, and I did, like, a sound effect that was like, dun, 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 and then, like, every time I watched it ever, I would, like, crack up all over again, it was
super funny.
Yeah,
and then, like, aftermath, I'm looking at the camera going, god damn.
God damn.
Damn.
Just like shaking his head.
Said all kinds of stupid shit.
It was like so funny. Yeah. But it's like just when we were editing, I'm like, oh my god, this is awesome. Well, so, well, the thing about it is that I think that that's one thing that's going to make our stuff maybe stand out is this, you know, is because it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not so funny that it's like, you know.
Not
her. Right. Right. Yeah, it's not like that, but it's just kind of like. I think that a little bit of humor will go, like, a long way. Because I think a lot of other... I mean, how much porn...
Well, not in everything, though.
Do you have... Well, yeah.
Not in everything.
No, no, no.
In some things, some situations, yeah.
I just think that would be really funny. Well, because one of the funniest things that you showed me was that girl that does... She just does solo stuff, but she always just does it with dildos, but she makes it think... She makes you think there's somebody else in the thing, because she always, like, does
she's
these tight close-up.
Yeah.
And she's, like, talking, and she does, like, all these different characters.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, smacking herself in the face with a dildo, and she's, like, crying and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's, like, she's obviously... And the titles of them are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So it's, like...
Just the title enough to get you...
I know, the title is just,
her
like,
name
so,
is
so funny.
Lexi Black.
Yeah.
With a bunch of X's on
and
it.
And I was, like, that girl knows what she's doing.
She's on,
yeah, she's
mini
funny.
Mini vids?
She's funny as shit.
I think she was on mini vids.
I don't remember what platform it was.
Name the videos shit like, I don't have the rent, but I got a mouth.
Right, it was like shit like that.
Fat slut can't pay, fucking, you know, pay for the bus. That, just anything, you know. She's just trying to weasel her way through these situations using her mouth.
Basically. And she makes like really funny like trailers.
Yeah,
like
trailers.
So you can watch the like a sample like before you buy the video.
Yeah.
And it's like the way she edits them is like really, really funny.
She's,
like I like
long eyelashes, tears running.
She's not fat. She's not fat.
She called herself fat.
I know, she calls herself fat, but she's not fat.
Long eyelashes, tears fucking
like smacking her
mascara, fucking running.
It's like
fucked up lipstick.
It's so fucking funny.
Fucked up lipstick.
You can tell she's having a good time. I think that's what.
Role playing,
like,
talking to people that aren't there.
Now she's not the same one that dreads this because we were. See, you showed me that one. Because you were showing me, like, all the Velma cosplay ones, because there's, like, a shit ton.
Yeah.
And this way, he's like, you gotta see this one. This one's hilarious. So the girl...
It wouldn't play. It wouldn't really play through the whole
thing. Yeah, but, like, I got the gist.
Yeah.
So, like, she had dressed up as Velma. This was, like, a different girl, I think.
Yeah.
She had dressed up as Velma, but she had this whole scenario where she had dropped her glasses... And was looking for them. Because, you know, if you've seen this original Scooby-Doo cartoons, like, she was always, Velma was always fucking losing her glasses, and she was blind as shit without them.
The idea is, Mister, will you help me find my glasses?
Yeah. That's
Mister, will you help me find my glasses? All kinds of fucking shit.
And then, like, she can't see, and then,
this?
Like, there's
you
a
know?
Dick in her face
you know?
And stuff.
It's just a dildo.
And
it's a rubber
like,
dick.
And I was like, oh my god, that's fucking genius.
Yeah, and she's, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she's just beyond stacked. She's... Got a kind of a little waist and a giant fake booty, probably, and just huge implants. And I'm trying to remember what her name was.
Yeah, I don't remember because we kind of scrolled
through.
Everything's
exaggerated.
Because Tom's like, "Holy shit, look at all these Velma cosplay."
Yeah, there's like a million
videos.
Though.
There's like a million of them.
That one is one that kind of stands out. I forgot what her name was though.
There's a shit ton of Wednesday ones too.
Yeah.
Like after that show came out, because everybody's trying to cash in, you know.
Yeah, there's a couple good ones. There's a couple good ones. Of those. There was one I was trying to show you, but it wouldn't load.
Yeah.
But she was good because she was a tried stripper. She knew how to dance. She had to put on a real fucking good dance. Did the whole thing.
Did she do the actual, like, Wednesday
no.
dance from the show?
No.
The
it was,
or
it
she
was,
did her own thing?
It was a stripper dance.
Okay.
Yeah, fucking booty shaking and twerking and shit, and then getting up on a couch and going solo and fucking blowing dildos and butt plugs and shit. And she was hot. And braids, you know. She's probably about, I don't know, 22, 23. And she kind of looks like that girl a little bit.
Right. Like the original girl or the girl that plays her on the Netflix show?
On the Netflix.
Oh, okay.
But she's, I think, blue-eyed or green-eyed.
I think that girl that played Wednesday on the Netflix show is going to be in the Beetlejuice sequel. Like, as, I think she's supposed to be Lydia's daughter. Because I think they got Winona Ryder back to be in it, too. Like, so she's going to be the mom. Because Winona Ryder's been on Stranger Things. You know that, right? Like, she plays the mom on Stranger Things. So.
Zach's telling me I need to get those injections to get my ass bigger. You know what those injections are, man? That's fucking damn tire sealant.
It's tire sealant, yeah. That's probably not something you should be injecting into your butt.
Mm-hmm.
I like your butt the way it is anyway.
It's good, just like it is.
I don't think you need a bigger butt. It's perked.
I do leg day.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Dean McCaskill has obviously not been here in a while. Said, hey, you two. Holy shit, man. It's been a minute. Working out much?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how long has it been since you've been? It's been a while since you've been here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember how long
it's been. Yeah, it has been a while. But yeah, he's all... It's like, well, not only that, you've been working out, but you also shaved your head. You grew a little Ming the Merciless beard.
Yeah.
Or a little Mirror Universe Spock beard.
Yeah. I look different now.
Yeah, you look like a big scary...
I look at how I looked fucking 5 years ago, man, and I fucking was like, damn, I can't believe I looked that bad.
You didn't look bad.
I thought I looked bad.
I didn't think you
looked bad. I was look like real doughy looking. Doughy and weak looking. Didn't like it.
Didn't like it.
That's why I got rid of it.
Yeah.
Age starts creeping up with you.
Well, yeah, that kind of happens. John Smith said Mirror Universe Tom. You are kind of like Mirror Universe Tom.
Yeah, trend made me the Mirror Universe Tom. And I was Mirror to begin with.
Yeah, so it was like, it was like that endless incursion thing. Where it's just, or endless recursion or whatever they call it. Where it's like a mirror reflection and a mirror reflection.
Yeah.
And it gets worse and worse like each time.
I became the Goblin, man, for all fucking Spider-Man.
Shit, all the shit you were on. I know. Yeah. Poor
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. Why walk the path of the hero? The people just want to see. Only thing that they want to see from a hero is to see him fall. Why bother? Yeah. Yeah.
So nihilistic.
Yeah. Save the one you love or suffer the little children. Remember that flick? Remember that scene? That was awesome.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I'm just like, remember that shit a lot better than I do.
Yeah, that was when the Goblin's telling Spider-Man, you never know when a psycho is going to do. When he said, you never know when a man, what do you call it? No, he called him didn't call him a psycho. Basically, he says, you never know when somebody will show up and put you in a difficult position. You know, in like a no-win, no-lose situation. And he's holding a damn bus full of children in one hand, and he's holding Mary Jane in another hand, and he drops them at the same time. He goes, choose! You know? Remember that?
Yeah, I kind of
save the children or save Mary Jane. Yeah.
I don't remember what did he do? Did he save? He saved everybody.
He saved them both.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah,
of course Spider-Man. He's going to do that.
Yeah, he was shooting webs and shit.
They shoot whips and shit.
Yeah.
Goblin should have thought of that. Oh, yeah, damn. Well, there goes that lesson.
He didn't care. Goblin was on that performance drug.
He saw the same shit you were
on. He was on Tren, and he had a fucking power glider and a fucking body armor, and using psychological warfare on people.
That was one with Willem Dafoe in it, right?
Yeah.
I love Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, awesome. And he's tweaking out, talking to the Goblin. The Goblin's talking to him. It's kind of like something out of Venom, going crazy. Yeah.
Dean says, you look good too, sister. Well, thank you very much. John Smith said, is there a cave with a giant, Tom? Star Trek deep cut.
There a cave with a giant?
With a giant, Tom.
Oh. I don't know what he's talking about. A cave with a giant, Tom. There was a cave that had a giant in Star Wars, in Star Trek? I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. What are we talking about, like original Star Trek? Or are we talking about? Because that's really the only one that I'm super, super familiar with.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably familiar with Enterprise and all that because you watched all that. But I didn't. I watched Enterprise, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Original series, I'm more up on that because I've seen that a bunch of times. but the other ones I'm not as familiar with.
Next Generation, I watched it. It was good.
Yeah, I think I saw Voyager. Most of that once. I don't think I saw any of Voyager.
Voyager was pretty good. Captain Janeway, I liked it. Chakotay and all that.
Oh, John Smith said there's a giant Spock in the animated series.
Oh, I didn't see the animated series since I was a kid.
You know what? We should watch the animated series, because I remember seeing it when I was a kid, and I remember it being pretty good.
Yeah, it was actually the same writers and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And didn't they have, like, most of the same... It was all the cast, so it wasn't like...
Leonard Nimoy was in it and everything.
Yeah. I'll watch anything with Leonard Nimoy in it. He's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's another thing we should watch, and I should probably write that down. Star Trek animated series.
Yeah.
That's something we could...
I mean, they did kind of tune it a little bit towards kids, but it was good.
Yeah.
I remembered liking it about, like, Johnny Quest.
Yeah, I used to dig Johnny Quest, too. Star Trek animated. I used to like all those old cartoons, man. What's the one we were talking about? It wasn't Johnny Quest, but what was the one that had the Triceratops with the thing that, like, and the shmoo and all that? What was that one?
It was called the Herculoids.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know why I always forget that name.
Yeah, the Herculoids.
Because it made a big impression, but I don't know why I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, the Herculoids were some people from Earth that ended up on a crash landing on a planet. It was real barbaric, had all kinds of barbaric aliens. It was kind of like the dinosaur times.
Yeah,
it was like a scientist and his wife and his two kids.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they made friends with some of the aliens, like the two fucking Gleep and Gloop. Wasn't it Gleep and Gloop? They're like two schmoes.
Yeah, they were schmoes.
And then they had...
they were my favorite. I like the schmoes.
They had this big thing that looked like a fucking rock gorilla.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot what his name was. And then it had a triceratops with a bunch of legs on the bottom of it.
Couldn't it, like, shoot
explosive
out
rocks? Shot explosive rocks. Then they had a dragon that they could fly around on, and it shot lightning bolts out of its eyes.
I got one of those. Big deal.
Yeah.
John Robertson said, "The Last Voyage of the Demeter looks like a good horror movie if you guys have seen the trailer." Yeah, I saw the trailer a few weeks ago, and I'm actually really excited to see that because I kind of always thought, I was like, why do Dracula adaptations always leave out, like, the part that happened on the ship? Like, when they were bringing Dracula over to England? This movie is about that.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, see, there's a new angle on the Dracula thing that nobody's done yet.
I'm trying to remember what that big rock gorilla from the Herculoids was called.
Yeah, what the fuck was it called?
I was thinking that it was fucking Ookla the Muck. But I think that was I think that was Thundar the Barbarian is where...
Yeah, Ookla, I remember a character called Ookla.
Ookla the Muck. But I think that was Thundar the Barbarian's sidekick. But it was, for some reason, I wanted to say Ookla the Muck, but it's not that. Some, you guys can Google it. The Herculoids. Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of sounds like maybe something we could do at some time this weekend. We'll go down the rabbit
Review
hole.
Review the Herculoids.
We'll go down the rabbit hole of, like, weird old
That was old Hanna-Barbera.
Cartoons.
That was old
Was Hanna-Barbera. That Hanna-Barbera?
Yeah, Hanna-Barbera. Old Hanna-Barbera stuff recycled a lot of the same footage over and over again.
Yeah, they did.
So they didn't have to make as much stuff. So it seemed real repetitive to an adult.
Ben said his name was Igu.
Igu.
Yeah.
I think it was Igu.
Or Igu.
Yeah, sure. Igu.
I-G-O-O.
Yeah, what was the name of the damn Triceratops? And the dragon. And then I think the other one was Gleep and Gloop were the two schmooze.
Gleep sounds right.
Yeah, there was a big one and a little one.
Yeah.
And they were like little...
Wait, couldn't they smush together and make one big
together,
one?
They could smush together. They could do all... No, they didn't make one big one.
Okay.
They could make things together, and they could become any shape that they wanted, and they were friendly, and they bounced around. They just looked like egg-shaped pieces of Play-Doh with fucking eyes.
Ben says Zok and Tundro.
That's right, Zok. Zok was the fucking dragon. Tundro was the fucking Triceratops that they could ride around.
Tundro.
They run him around. It was like a cross between an elephant, a Triceratops, and a fucking rhino.
I remember him being kind of rhino
like
looking.
A rhino,
but he was clearly supposed to be a Triceratops. I didn't think he was all that big though. I thought he was just kind of like the size.
No, he's big. He's the size of a rhino.
Okay.
Easily.
Well, I was thinking that, like, not big in the sense of, like, a fucking kaiju or dragon size or anything like that. I was thinking you could ride on him like a horse or something.
Even the dragon wasn't that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that but you know, dragon was the size of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, maybe, you know, 25 feet long, maybe 30 feet, I don't know. Long and slender tail on it. And but no, the what was the name of the thing again? Fucking, I forgot its name already. Not Igu.
Igu.
Not him. The fucking
Tundra.
Tundra, yeah. Tundra was about the size of a fucking rhino. Or an elephant. Rhino, probably.
Well, a rhino's a lot smaller than an elephant. Not a lot smaller, but significantly smaller.
The size of an Indian elephant, maybe.
Yeah, Indian elephants are smaller.
Yeah.
African elephants are much bigger.
Rhino's way big enough. Way big enough.
Well, yeah, it's big enough to fuck up your day.
Yeah.
Sure.
They can knock a car over. They got a video of them ramming cars.
Fuck your car.
Yeah, boom. Yeah. Fucking smash a car up.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Assholes. Zach is talking about some cartoons from when he was a kid. And this is very funny because you're a lot younger than us. So I actually remember... I didn't, like... You know, I was older, obviously, so I didn't see these. But I did see some episodes. He's talking about Ed, Ed, and Eddie and... Hey Arnold, and I did actually see a few episodes of that, but like I said, I was a little bit older, because I have younger siblings who were kind of the age to watch that stuff, so I did kind of like see it, so I did see some of those. I remember there was like a lot of stuff around Nickelodeon around that time, like Rugrats and all that kind of stuff. I remember liking Rugrats, actually. Ben said another good show from ancient history was the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that one.
I vaguely remember that one, too.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like it, I think, from what I remember. I thought that it kind of made a joke of the game, because I took the game pretty seriously back when I was in 7th, 8th grade. You know, I was like, oh, they're making a mockery of it, because we thought that was some serious shit. You're basically dealing with Satanism, almost.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But, trying to think of what else cartoons that I thought were good back then. There was a series of animated books that were going around my military academy. Fucking, they were called ElfQuest.
I remember those. Yeah, we had some of those.
It's kind of like inspired by Dungeons and Dragons and... inspired by fucking Lord of the Rings, and it's just about a tribe or the whole world is populated by humans and elves and magic shit, you know.
Magic shit.
But during this time, humans are basically kind of like Neanderthal, you know. They're primitive. They have fire, I think, but they're more like cavemen, you know. And the elves are a little more advanced. They're kind of like at the level of like a Native American Indian. But instead of riding around on horses, they rode around on wolves. And I remember the animation or the drawings looking pretty good for the time. It's been a long time since I've seen it. I mentioned it on an earlier show a couple years back, and somebody Googled it and said, yeah, it doesn't look that good. But at the time, we thought it looked pretty good.
It probably looked good in comparison.
In comparison to other things that were going on in the very early 80s, you know, maybe 81, but might have been as late as 79, around that time. It was just part of the fantasy genre and like the little hobby stores where you'd buy Dungeons and Dragons and the lead figurines to paint and for the game. And they had little magazines that they were selling there. Comics and stuff, and that was one of them. And I had the first five. They were good, and they had like one of the characters was a little elf woman, and everybody had a crush on her. We just thought that girl was so cute. It was just a drawing. She was blue, I think, if I remember correctly, like a Smurf. But she had big hair, almost like a goth, big old fucking goth haircut, if I remember correctly, with like bangs and fucking like tight hip hugger bell bottoms, like made out of leather and shit, with the fucking daggers and swords, and probably just a bikini top, knowing the way we like shit back then.
Well, knowing the way they used to draw.
Yeah, we used to draw shit. Yeah. And I think it was like...
They still kind of draw them that way.
Part of the story was like her and her sister and these wolves that they used to ride around and then they're fighting humans and they fight all kinds of shit. Then she gets a boyfriend who's a fucking elf and he's like another kind of elf. I think it's like a wood elf or something.
He's a wood elf and a straw elf and a brown elf.
They had different kinds of them. They had subterranean ones, you know, like Drow. And like, I kind of think, if I remember correctly, I think she was like a desert elf or something. It's been a long time since I've read it.
Speaking of blue people, we should probably look on some of those cosplay porn and see if there's any Smurfette ones.
I don't think she was blue. I don't think she was blue.
Would be hilarious seeing somebody do Smurfette porn.
I think they were just regular flesh tone.
Getting gangbanged by all the other Smurfs.
For some reason, I'm thinking blue. She might have had blue hair.
Oh, okay.
It's either blue or white hair.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think she might have been blue. With, like, light blue,
though. Let me go look. I'm going to Google it.
Zach says, it's weird. I watched a lot of Rugrats as a kid, but I was never into that show. A lot of it freaked me out more than anything. It was kind of a weird show, now that I think about it. It's like there are several episodes that always show up on those Nightmare Fuel cartoon lists for people. Yeah, I can see that. Ben said the wolves. That's right. They had every trope in there.
Yeah. That's it right there.
Yeah, I remember that. We had a couple of those. We had a couple of those.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one we had, but it was...
I remember the one with white hair.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is this went on for a long time. I don't remember exactly what version I had. That's basically the way the art looked. Yeah. I remember that they had big hair and shit.
John Smith said, well, Papa Smurf films it. Yeah, see, Papa Smurf would be filming it, and then all the... Because, you know, everybody was thinking... Even in the 80s, I was a little kid, and I'm just like, one girl Smurf and a whole bunch of boy Smurfs? What the fuck is going on there? Also, I used to think it was weird that she had only one dress. Well, she didn't only have one dress. She just had many dresses that all looked exactly the same.
It almost looks like a damn orgy going on there.
It does, kind of.
Yeah, he's kissing one of them. The other one's going, "You let me get in there." And then in the background...
Let me get in there.
Yeah, she is. And then in the background, they got the wolf howling at the moon and shit. Yeah, that's what's going on. Give me some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, wait your turn.
Yeah, exactly. Sexy motherfuckers.
They're elves. They can do
that. Yeah, they can do what they want.
They're not humans. That's how you get away with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's lots and lots of...
The art is... Looking at it now, the art is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't think it would compare to today. See, look at... That's some fucking suggestive shit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. That's some suggestive shit.
Well, you can't really see it because it's kind of whited out.
And then the dogs are nipping at the heels.
I was
going to
say, even the dogs are involved.
The dogs are involved.
Man, all kinds of shit's about to go down.
What the fuck is going on? Man, the fucking early 80s were the shit, man.
Man, no wonder your parents were like thinking you were worshiping
Satan.
Look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
They're all polyamorous and shit.
Polyamorous. laying around in a big cluster.
A cuddle puddle.
Yeah. It's a cuddle puddle.
Oh, man. Ben says, Smurfs are all asexual. She was probably an effeminate cross-dresser, to be honest. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. It just seemed weird that she was the only one that had a dress on. All the other ones just... Like, all the other Smurfs, they didn't have shirts, did they? They just had pants. They just had, like, those little white pants, right? And then they didn't have anything on their tops.
I don't remember.
I don't think they had anything on their tops. I always thought it was, like, really, really weird that... On the Smurfs, that Gargamel was trying to catch them because he was going to eat them, right? Wasn't he going to eat them?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure he was going to eat them. If I remember correctly. I guess they're a delicacy where he comes from. Smurfs. And then remember there was that other show that was kind of like... I don't want to say it was like a knockoff necessarily because they had their own thing going on. But you remember the Snorks? who were kind of, they weren't even really kind of like Smurfs, but they, didn't they live underwater? They lived underwater and they had like little blowhole type situation like in their heads, like, or something. Mm. I only saw that a couple times, so I don't remember that much about it. Ben said he wanted to make a potion out of them or something, didn't he? Yeah, I thought he wanted to eat them, but maybe I could be like, it's been a long time.
Since I don't think I ever saw it. I don't think I ever watched the Smurfs.
Yeah, John Smith said, I think Gargamel wanted Smurf magic or something. Yeah, he had that cat. Azrael was the name of the cat. I remember that. But yeah. Let me see. See, I don't know. I thought he wanted to eat them, but I don't know. Zach says, if you wanted to make the big bucks, you should cosplay as anime characters. Yeah, I know. It's just, I don't really know anything about that, and it's like, I would feel a lot more, I don't know. I guess I would just feel like a lot more comfortable cosplaying as like stuff that I knew what it was. Because I don't really know hardly anything about anime. And so I would kind of feel like a poser. You know what I mean? I think I'd rather dress up as like monsters or like scare, like horror movie characters or something. You know, something that I was like a lot more familiar with. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to do any kind of cosplay. Like I said, I don't mind doing like, we were talking about doing the Star Trek kind of shit. We talked about doing, maybe doing, I don't know, like werewolves or some shit like that. Like some horror kind of stuff. Ben says anime porn attracts too many weirdos. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And like I said, I kind of feel like there's a lot of people doing that already. You know? You want to do something that's like popular, but that is not, that there aren't like a zillion other people doing it, I feel like. You know? What do you think?
I'm not thinking about anything.
Well, thank you. That was very insightful.
I mean, we were talking about doing fucking General Kala and fucking Clytus. But those costumes would be expensive.
I know, but that's what I mean. That's one of my aspirational like couples Halloween costumes. Yeah. I think that would be kick ass.
I already got a couple of Bane costumes.
Yeah.
Maybe you ought to hook you up with a Catwoman costume.
Yeah, or somebody said Poison Ivy.
Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Yeah, especially well, after a couple. You'd be like a real fucking hourglass shaped Catwoman. With fucking, after you've done a couple cycles. Yeah, that'd be good. The fucking, like the newer Catwoman. With like, you know, the black skin tight. It's like a leather outfit type of deal. So it's probably fucking latex. With the little goggles that look like cat eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ben says Tom could green up and you could make orc massage porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might be good.
Yeah.
That might be good. You could be a orc.
Yeah. Dress up as a orc.
You'd make a good orc, I think.
Yeah. Should have orc sex.
That's what we'll call the video.
Yeah.
They call it orking.
Yeah. Jen having to blow the orc guard so she can get by the guarded fucking tower or whatever.
So I can get in there and
get by the gate.
Rescue somebody and get some treasure or something. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to think of some kind of like fucking fantasy based story.
She's gotta suck his braids out.
It would be funny if like you had an orc and he had some kind of like weird anomaly, like he had two dicks or something like that. Yeah. So it's like
it's got horns on it. It's got a whole ridge of horns going on the top of it.
So I'm just sitting there going, it's like scraping up the inside of my mouth and shit.
It's barbed like a cat's
dick. John Smith said orc's pork. That's good. We might have to use that. Oh my god. Zach says, what about a video where Jenny's the Borg Queen? Yeah, see, that'd be nice too. John Smith said something niche, dress up as Skeksis from the Dark Crystal.
Yeah, that would suck.
Ooh, no, that'd be cool. Yeah. I would do that. That would be a great Halloween costume too. Yeah, ooh, maybe I should do that.
People would mistake us for senators.
I wouldn't mind being a senator. Ooh, you know who I would want to be? If you've seen the original Dark Crystal movie, I would like to be Augra. Like that, she had that big, like planetary thing, like, and she was kind of like a witch or whatever with the one eye, like that. Yeah. She rocked. I wouldn't mind doing that for Halloween.
I'm not sure people would know what that was.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't have to maybe necessarily do it for the show, for the porn. I'm just saying that might be a good Halloween costume. Well, I kind of was Agra on the newer Netflix series that they did of the Dark Crystal?
We couldn't get through it.
Because I didn't get through all of it, so I don't know if she was on there. Because I really like that character, like from the movie.
Yeah.
And I always thought that would be like a good
costume. I would do my own version of Snake Plissken.
Yeah, there you go.
Like a rebooted Snake Plissken. I could do it.
Ben says they used to make Superman jokes like that where he had two penises or weird appendages because, after all, he's an alien. Yeah, he might have, like, blown Margot Kidder's pussy out or something like that. Lois Lane, not Margot Kidder. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, gosh, Lois. I really think we're going to have to take this slow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, that's some pretty freaky shit right there when you think about it. It's all fun and games. Yeah. It's all fun and games. Yeah.
Back on Krypton.
He's like, yeah.
A woman was built for this. But here on Earth, okay, I bust a nut, it might blow you across the roof.
That just gave me like a really funny like mental image.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to go get a very special condom.
You have to get like a lead sheath condom or some shit. Like
that. It's Kevlar and shit.
For added
He's
protection.
He's got to strap it on himself to keep it fucking attached. So when that shit blows, it fly off like a rocket. Punch right through her.
It comes out her mouth.
Yeah. Well, golly, Lois, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Oh, that's terrible. How fucking funny would that be? You know that somebody has made like a porn version of Superman, like with that happening. Come on.
What do you think could happen?
Like I said, if it exists, there's porn of it. That's rule 34. John Smith said, yes, Augur was in the new show. Oh, okay. I thought she might. She's too good a character, like, not to bring back. And she wasn't in the movie all that much. So I kind of like that they brought her back in the new one. Zach says, random as fuck, but I always thought if I was a girl, it would be awesome to do the white dress from Basic Instinct as a Halloween costume. And then, well, you could, yeah, and then, like, not wear any underwear and just flash your pussy at everybody. Is that what you'd be doing? Sebastian says, I'm into that. Tom is Snake and Jenny is Maggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, she's got the tits for that.
I could just, like, leave my titties hanging out, like Adrienne Barbeau.
Yeah, get you that curly wig.
Get her that hair.
Yeah. Yeah, get that white cocktail dress she had.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot she had that dress on. Because I'm trying to think, like, what outfit did she have on?
I guess it wasn't really a cocktail dress. It was more like a slip, wasn't it? Or a nightie. I had to go back and look at it again.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, exactly what it looked like.
Yeah. It was made for Adrienne Barbeau's boobs, though. She was a gifted woman.
Yeah, in many
ways. Or at least had good bras.
I love Adrienne Barbeau. Yeah. She's great. I think my favorite character that she ever played was that bitch in Creepshow.
I actually liked her as the DJ in fucking The Fog.
The Fog, yeah. She's great in that, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I liked her in Creepshow because she seemed to just be having the fucking time of her life playing just, like, a total cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that some of the stuff, though, like, when I'm sitting there watching her and I'm just kind of like, some of the shit she's, like, yelling at her husband about, I'm like, she's right, though. You know what I mean? Like, she has a right to yell at him about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, she wasn't that much of a bitch. But she did get eaten by the monster. Spoiler alert. Mr. 88 said, I like Tom and Jenny just as Tom and Jenny.
Mm.
Well, I mean, we like us the way we are, too. But we also like to...
Yeah, dress up.
Dress up and experiment with other things. But I like the Skeksis idea, though, or the Augur idea. I'm going to have to do that for one Halloween.
It costs a lot of money.
It would, but... One of these days when I'm a millionaire,
yeah.
I'm gonna do some fucking kick-ass fucking Halloween costumes. Because I thought of so many and I just, like, can't afford to do them. I still want to do, what's her name from Dagon.
Oh, yeah.
Like the chick at the end.
The chick in the wheelchair.
Like the chick in the wheelchair, like with the gold crown and, like, the tentacles and shit. How fucking badass would that be? Like, that would be a really good costume. And I thought, because I wanted to do it when we were going to, what the fuck is that horror convention called? Spooky Empire, which I think is this weekend.
You'd be confined to a wheelchair, though. That would suck.
That's all right. I could just sit the whole time.
That wheelchair was fucking wicker and shit.
Yeah.
It was wooden. We'd have to find something like that.
Yeah.
That wheelchair is probably hundreds of dollars to find something like that.
Don't bum me out. I'm just saying, well, it's just that's like one of my fantasy Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be kick-ass.
I have to roll you around.
I can do it myself. I'd be able to do it myself. But I thought it would be so cool, like, just to, if you went like that to a horror convention to see actually how many people like knew who you
were.
We'd
know what that was, yeah.
Like, and then you'd be like, hey, awesome person, because probably not that many people would know. But see, I like that kind of thing, though. I don't want to be something that, like, absolutely nobody knows who it is, but I think it's, like, pretty cool if it's something that's so obscure that only, like, a handful of people know who it is. Because then, like, you and those people are, like, best friends for life because they actually knew who you were. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Ben says, are you not familiar with Larry Niven's essay on Superman's love life obstacles? It was published in the 70s in Playboy, I think.
No.
I had never heard of that. Now I'm going to have to go find that shit. Because
He could be a peeping Tom. He could see right through clothes.
See, that's one thing. You introduce something like that,
yeah.
And it's like, I know that in the movies, they kind of made him seem like very much like a Boy Scout. Like, oh, he would never do such a thing. And like, you can't even imagine him doing that. But it's like, I don't know, man. It just seems like that would tempting.
He would look. Well, oh, yeah, she looks good.
Yeah. And well, that's the thing. Can he like not help it? Because I feel like
I don't think he'd be able to help it.
Right. So it's like
just his normal vision.
It's not his fault that he has X-ray vision. But the thing about it is that the weird thing is every time they had, like, they introduced the X-ray vision trope, like in comic books and stuff, it was usually just for the purpose of seeing through girls' clothes, right? I mean, but you would think that if they had real X-ray vision, they would just like see all their internal organs and their bones and shit, which wouldn't be quite as sexy unless you're into that.
That's not what X-ray vision was, though. X-ray vision was the ability to see whatever you wanted to see.
It was whatever technology.
It's whatever you wanted to see. If you just wanted to see what was behind the clothes, you saw that. If you wanted to see in somebody, remember, because he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clark Kent did, or, you know, Superman did that. He looked at, he saw her. He could tell what her underwear was.
Yeah.
Remember that? And then later on, he could tell that she did not have lung cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
So he could see whatever he wanted.
So he could do like X-ray shit.
Yep.
I mean, to be fair, she did ask like she was testing him, like asking what color underwear she had.
Yeah,
on. He didn't just do that like unauthorized.
Yeah, and but he looked into her lungs and he didn't see any cancer, so he could see what he needed to see.
Yeah,
that was just his normal vision.
Zach says, "Idea: Tom and Jenny as Tom and Jerry."
Yeah. The size difference wouldn't be possible.
Yeah, I'm not really small enough to be a mouse.
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny, though. John Robertson said, speaking of Halloween costumes, I'm working on either Boris Karloff from The Black Cat or Vincent Price from House of Usher. Man, either one of those would be fucking kick-ass.
Yeah.
We did a review of...
I don't know if you saw it,
but we did a review of The Black Cat not too long ago.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies from that era.
Man, so good.
Yeah, Herr Pelzig. Yeah. Yeah, he was badass fucking high-tech Satanist from the 1920s. I think that was supposed to be taking place in the 20s.
Yeah.
20s or 30s.
Boris Karloff looked hot as fuck in that movie.
Yeah. They had sliding doors. He even had an intercom.
He was all modernist and shit.
Yeah, he was bragging that he had a radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, radio. Wow.
La-di-da.
Sliding doors. I keep my bitches refrigerated. Look at them down there.
Refrigerated
got
bitches.
Got them all refrigerated.
Just floating in their own little fucking thing down there. That's a great fucking movie. What a great fucking movie that is.
They got close, but they didn't go far enough, really, because they'd never answered the question. He's got them all preserved, and I guess they're refrigerated or somehow preserved in these glass caskets. And it was several women, and they only talked about one.
Yeah.
Who were the other ones?
Extras.
And then, like...
spares.
And he says, well, why is she like this? You know, fucking Vetus. Vetus says, why is she like this? And he goes, so I can enjoy her beauty forever.
Uh-huh.
Well, does that mean he's having sex with them? Is this necrophilia?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that was the implication.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't say that back then, though. But I'm pretty sure everybody that watched it knew what they meant. Like, oh, shit.
Must have been.
Unless we're just really perverted and have dirty minds. Yeah. But I don't think so.
Yeah. And he was having sex with her daughter. So he had Vetus's daughter in life and his wife in death. He was still sleeping with them both.
Grody.
That's some fucking wild shit, man. And that set Vetus over the edge. He fucking skinned him alive. And then they blew up. They blew up because all the ammunition, which I thought that sucked. It was a sucky ending. Probably the ending that they forced them to have. Like, look, man, Vetus can't live because he's done all this bad stuff now. It was in vengeance, though. You know?
Yeah.
Vetus should have lived.
I mean, yeah, he did kind of have reason for doing what he did.
Yeah. Shit, man, fucking any dude. He was a combat veteran. He was in the Cool Gaul, which is like the fucking prison and fucking prisoner of war camp. And he comes out and finds out his wife ran off with this fucking commander. And his commander sacrificed his whole fucking military unit on that ground to consecrate his new fucking satanic temple. And then it turns out the wife's dead and he's got the body preserved. And he's probably sleeping with it. And he's got her daughter. And he's sleeping with the daughter, too.
No, that's a little over the line.
Man, you're gonna kill that dude. Yeah,
just a little.
Yeah, that's justifiable, man. That's justifiable. That's manslaughter maximum. Fucking, and they'd let you off for that.
They probably would. They're like, bro, I get it.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, I'd have done that shit too. And yeah, that was a good movie. Although, like I said, they should have cleaned the ending up. So Vetus lived.
But that was another thing, too. And I feel like even in pre-code movies, which that was, I still think they had this weird thing where people that did bad things, even if they were somewhat justified, always had to get punished. And you couldn't get away with it.
Couldn't get away with it.
Like, you didn't see that much.
Right.
I kind of feel like you didn't, even in, you know, and then once the Hays Code came in, I think that was explicitly spelled out in there.
Yeah.
But it's like if somebody did bad shit, then they had to be punished for it.
Yeah.
Like at some point. But, which is a dumb rule, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Morality is situational.
Sure. And that's what, and you can't really do interesting stories if you're, I mean, they're fictional stories. So you can't really do interesting stories if you're shackled like that, I feel like. Yeah. So. Speaking of Boris Karloff, I've been watching, if any of y'all are on, like, watch my videos over on Scare Salon channel, and I also have a blog, too, like, where I write stuff, I've been very, very slowly, going through the Thriller series, not the British one, because I know there was a British one in the 70s, it was called Thriller 2, but it was the American one from early 1960s, 1960, 1961, it was two seasons. That was hosted by Boris Karloff. So I just this week watched the last 5 episodes of season 1. So this weekend I'm probably going to put up a video talking about that. And the ones that I'm, the 5 episodes that I watched this week included some of the more famous ones, like Pigeons from Hell, which was the Robert E. Howard story, you know, the guy that wrote Conan.
Yeah.
And also The Grim Reaper with William Shatner, which was actually one of my favorite episodes so far, I think. That was, like, really, really good. And also had Lovey from Gilligan's Island in it.
How old was she?
Not that old. Well, because Gilligan's Island, when was Gilligan's Island on?
60s.
Well, see, this show was 1960, or 1961,
yeah.
So she looked about the same.
About the same.
Like, she played, like, an older woman, but not, like, an elderly.
Yeah, I don't think she was as old as she played.
No, I don't think she was either.
I think she was only in her 40s, probably.
They kind of had her playing, like, an aging...
Yeah, like a 60-year-old something.
Yeah, and she was, like, sort of, like, married to this, like, hot young actor, like, boy toy, like... Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, my 6th husband, or whatever it was, you know what I mean? I think she was supposed to be somebody, like, who am I thinking of? Who was the one that was like old? That was like married to all the young dudes. I don't remember. But I think that's who she was.
I'm not into those silver screen people.
I don't know if they should. I don't know who she's supposed to be. John Robertson says plot twist of the century is that, you know, he was the one that just said about the Boris Karloff and everything.
Yeah.
Is that I'm only 22 years old.
Okay.
But I was raised by cool boomers and Gen Xers, so I know all that you guys are talking about. See?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That gives me hope for the future.
Yep.
Well, it's so funny because we talk about this a lot, me and Tom. Because when we were growing up, you know, I was born in 72, and he was born in 69. Mm-hmm. So, when we were growing up, there was still very much a generational gap, whereas, like, where our parents were really, really not into the same shit as we were into. And, like, yeah. Usually, I mean, my parents were pretty cool, but, you know what I mean?
My parents were basic.
Right. But I kind of feel like, in a lot of ways, because of the internet, largely, I think generational differences have largely, I don't know if they disappeared, but they're a lot more nebulous than they used to be. Because I have met a lot of people that are, like, 18, 19, 20, that are into 80s shit, or they're into, like, you know, like, old Universal Monster movies, or into some, because the internet makes everything ubiquitous, like, and everything's, like, available all at the same time. I think it matters less when it came out, because you can just see anything that you want to see whenever you want to see it, so it doesn't really matter if this came out last week or, like, 50 years ago. Yeah. It's all there, and it's all the same.
Yeah. You can go back and watch old movies, teenager movies, like Breakfast Club. And evidently, a teenager of today can understand it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah. And it becomes part of their culture. But that's really traditionally how things were. I mean, cultures used to be pretty stable over centuries, you know, because they would just kind of listen to the same thing over and over again, you know. I don't think it's changed that much. It's just that there was something about boomer and pre-boomer generations. And I think the advent of rock and roll, some people didn't fucking go along with that, and they stayed very much something like out of the 40s and the 50s. Other people kind of changed, and the 60s came around, and I think it bifurcated even more. And there were just some people that didn't like anything we liked.
Yeah.
Older people didn't like anything we liked. And then if you looked at what they liked, it was like stuff from the 40s when I was a little kid. My grandmother, she wouldn't watch anything really that was beyond the 40s or 50s. She's stuck in that frame, you know. She watched fucking game shows.
Yeah.
And the news. But she'd reading romance novels, which is old lady porn, and watching old movies from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah. And I'm not shitting on old movies from the 40s and 50s, because I like a lot of those too. But the thing about it is that I like
the good ones.
I like movies from all eras.
Yeah, some of those movies were just schlock. They're just forgotten.
Yeah, and well, that's true of any era.
They were just made on a format. And they just pumped them out because there was no TV, so they weren't all good.
Yeah, a lot of them weren't.
Yeah, most of them I don't think were good.
And the thing about it, you know, people remember, this is a very common thing that people get into, is like, oh, the good old days, and they remember, like, you know, why don't they make stuff like they used to, or blah de blah. But the thing about it is that stuff that came out a long time ago, that's had a lot longer time to, like, winnow out of the garbage that came out around that same time. So, obviously, the shit that's still around nowadays, that people still talk about nowadays, is the shit that was good because we still remember it. Yeah. And everybody forgets all the shitty crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's some shit that fucking was made, just black and white stuff that's just long gone and forgotten. And other shit that's just, you can watch it today, just wonderful. Like fucking Ghost, that original Ghost and Mrs. Muir, we saw that again.
Yeah, we just reviewed that not too long ago.
That movie fucking holds up, man. That's a badass.
So fun.
Yeah, it's a badass love story between a fucking living woman and a ghost.
Yeah.
And it turns out okay. You know, fucking, but it just, they would never make a movie like that today. Not enough cast members, there's not enough fucking ESG score shit. It was just a simple tale of a woman, a single woman trying to make it through life. She was a single mom, a widow.
Yeah.
Trying to make it through life with predatory men and shit, and a ghost helps her through it.
And he's all gruff and rough.
Yeah. Yeah, I lived a man's life. What was that guy's name? what was that actor's name? Rex Harrison, wasn't it?
I think it was Rex
Harrison?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good movie. Mm-hmm. I really like that movie. Like I said, I like old movies.
Yeah.
I like old movies, I like new movies, I like all kind of movies.
Yeah.
Like I said, if they're good, I'll watch them. I don't really give a shit. And I'm not really worried about genre either. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a horror girl, so if it's horror, I'm going to watch that first. But I like other kinds of shit, too. Shit, you know, I'll watch dramas or musicals or, hell, even westerns. I'm just like, I'm not hugely into westerns, but I've seen, like, a bunch of ones that I liked, so I'll watch, like, pretty much anything if it's good, like I said. Mr. 88 said, MTV is a microcosm of what Jenny said. I used to record videos I liked because you could only see that video if it was played on MTV. Yeah, I remember that. Total access bottleneck.
Yeah.
Now you can see any video anytime, yeah. Which is crazy. And like I said, we've met 18-year-olds who are super, super into, like, shit that we liked, like, when we were growing up, like Joy Division and Alien Sex Fiend and yeah. Christian Death and shit like that, which is fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, they'll know more about it than we do.
Right.
Sometimes. And it's
funny, they weren't even born.
They weren't born yet. And then what was funny is that they don't realize that they know all that shit because of the ease of access of today.
Right.
And that shit was hard for us to get back then.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't sure if you had all of Alien Sex Fiend's albums. You think you did.
Yeah, because, like, weren't there some imports and shit? It's like you couldn't get them.
Right, yeah. But now you would know exactly the entire discography. You know, and all the other shit. But they didn't have that. There was no way to research that back then.
Yeah. I mean, you could, but it was, like, really, really difficult.
You'd have to know where to go look for it. And then right. You'd have to order a source book. And it may not be complete.
I used to, in the early 90s, I worked at a record store in the mall, and every record store back then, like in the 80s and 90s, had this giant, giant catalog. It was like this big, and when somebody came in wanting something, it supposedly, I don't think this was true, but it supposedly, like, had every, you know, album or whatever that had ever been released. So, you know, if somebody came in wanting something specifically, like, you had to look it up in there, and, like, you could possibly order it and, like, have it shipped to the store. But in practice, I don't really think they have.
I was a big Bauhaus fan, but I had only, up until the advent of fucking YouTube, I had only seen three of the videos. I had only seen She's in Parties, Mask, and fucking Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah.
Those are the only three videos I had seen, and I'd only seen them maybe like once a piece or twice, maybe once or twice a piece. Because you depended on other motherfuckers to play it.
Yeah. You know? They would play it on 120 minutes every now and then. Usually they'd play Ziggy Stardust. That was right. Like, and every now and then they'd play She's in Parties.
And I'd hear rumors that, oh no, you can get a whole VHS tape of all
I had
videos.
It.
They have a whole bunch.
I had it. It's called like, Shadow really? Of Light.
Yeah, and they wanted like 80, 90 bucks for that shit.
Yeah.
I
bought it in New York, actually.
For a young guy in his fucking late teens, you're not going to be able to cough up 80 bucks for that shit.
Yeah, that had all their videos on it. A lot of them, to be fair, though, were just like live clips, which a lot of videos were back then. Like, especially if you were a band that didn't have like a fuck ton of money. But it did have Mask on it, and it had Spirit. And it had, because I think that was the first time I'd seen the video for Spirit. I didn't even realize that had a video until
They'd play a Bauhaus video or something that was obscure, and it would take you to another world for as long as you were seeing it on the damn screen.
Yeah,
and
I remember
then it was gone, and it was over.
Mask is my favorite.
Couldn't
though.
Play it
that was a cool ass
I can't
video.
Believe I saw that. Man, you said, dude, we got to go smoke a joint. Let's talk about this. That's the way it was like, man.
It was like a lot harder. You just had to wait around.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I kind of grew up, you know, I didn't have a lot of money growing up. So it's like I couldn't really afford, you know, I had to save up for like months and months if I wanted to buy like one thing. Because a lot of it was imports and it was super expensive, so you had to order it from overseas.
And clothes were cool clothes. You'd have to go to fucking New York to get them. Later on, you could order them through fanzines, but you were just at that time. I was late teens, early 20s. You were just struggling to survive.
Yeah.
So having a cool wardrobe, it wasn't going to happen really. A lot of scenesters who were fucking famous in the scene might have only had 3 or 4 outfits.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was cheap stuff that they cut up. It was all ripped up fucking fishnets and shit and fucking salvage stuff and hand-me-down
We used to just stuff. Get stuff from, like, the thrift store.
Thrift store. They're getting old stuff from
and
the 20s.
Chop it up.
Finding clothes from the 30s and 40s and changing that.
And then, like, you'd go to Kmart or something and get, like, just a regular pair of black tights or some shit like that. You'd have to, like, alter everything.
Now you can go on a fucking Chinese application that I have called Shein, and for less than $100 get yourself all decked out, basically.
Just like a whole fucking wardrobe.
A whole wardrobe of fucking goth stuff that would get you through a year of the club for about like $100.
And you wouldn't even have to wear the same. It's always kind of good to get basic pieces that you can mix and match.
Yeah. You gotta have boots and shoes first, and that's where all the money goes. That's what everybody's looking at. if you don't have nice boots and shoes, they know the brands and everything.
Because the thing about it is that I do have, like, a few pieces of clothing that are, like, really, really cool and, like, really, really distinctive. But the problem with that is that, really, you can only wear it once every few months because, you know, it's so distinctive that people are going to remember it. So I think it's better if you're just looking for to get a wardrobe, to get, like, a bunch of – that are cool-looking but not, like, super – distinctive, and then that way you can kind of like mix and match them and they'll look like different outfits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me see. Zach says, I saw the music video for Every Breath You Take, and it looked so awesome with all that high contrast black and white and shit. Stylish as hell. Yeah, I remember
the candles.
It's no, that was
Which one is that?
Was wrapped around your
finger. That's
right,
around your finger. That's right.
The one with your, where he's knocking all the, candles down. Okay, yeah, that was the one I was thinking of too. Right. Every Breath You Take is actually quite simple. I think it's mostly just Sting's face, like close up, and it's just kind of like black and white. And I think it's like a, like just almost like a spotlight kind of effect. If I remember, I haven't seen it in a while, but I just heard the song the other day. Matter of
fact, watch a video for Synchronicity, man. Is it Synchronicity 2? Or is it just Synchronicity 1?
Did that have a video?
It's the one, you know, yeah.
I don't remember it. What happened in it?
It looks like something out of Mad Max. Fucking, he's got his hair spiked up like fucking Billy Idol, and he's hanging from a fucking wire.
Yeah.
And everything's all
torn up. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember. Okay, I remember it now.
Yeah.
I just totally blanked on it. Now that you're bringing it, that's, I remember. Yeah, I think that was Synchronicity 2.
Synchronicity 2, I think is what it was.
It's the one about the Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster, yeah.
The one about the Loch Ness Monster.
That's just on the side.
What a weird album that was. Well, it's funny because I think that's, like I said, that's not the first album I ever heard, but Synchronicity by the Police was, I think, the first album, and it was an actual vinyl album, that I bought with my own money. Like, I bought it when I was 11. And I played the shit out of that thing. Like, I learned all the fucking words and everything like that. But it's like, listening to it now, it's almost like a concept album.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's funny that 11-year-old me is like singing along to this, to all this money. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wow, this is a weird fucking, these are some weird fucking songs.
It's pretty deep too. It's referencing fucking famous authors and stuff and famous sports. I remembered liking Ghost in the Machine and, what was it, Zenyatta Mundata. That's almost kind of like a reggae album. Parts of it like reggae.
Yeah, they had a lot of reggae influence, particularly early on.
Yeah. But the Police were good. Real good. That's why I fuck with Sting. I gotta fuck with Sting.
In his lingam.
Like, trying to sit in his position.
Didn't we say like on the show the other night that we were gonna do like a parody of that where you dress up as Sting and like
I don't know how we're gonna do it.
And then I'll just like, it would be funny if we could do like some kind
tantric of tantric sex and shit.
Right. Like if we could do some kind of special effect where we were like sitting in the lotus position and then you were like floating or something. That would be super
floating,
funny.
Floating and then you just kind of ensheathe yourself on the like that. So, when he started going off on all that tantric sex stuff and everything, to me, I was like thinking, oh, this is kind of like fucking Steven Seagal and his fucking breast fucking lump finding fucking breast shiatsu, you know?
Right.
Well, I'm really good at finding lumps, you know?
Yeah, I'll bet.
Using shiatsu.
It's like, I'm really good at finding lumps too. Bam, now there's one in your fucking head.
You don't have any lumps.
In your goddamn shoe polish hairdo there.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. I'm so mean.
Fucking that dude, man. That dude is a fucking trip.
Somehow we always
need a stunt double to go down the stairs.
Somehow we always end up talking about Steven Seagal. Well, he's just such a rich vein of bullshittery that he's like just so fun. He's fun to talk about.
Makes movies and he's not in them. And
I need to get on that gig.
Yeah,
man.
Make a movie and don't, you're not
here,
in
here. Make a movie like starring me, except I'm not going to show up. Though.
Yeah,
but I still want the paycheck.
Stunt doubles, other people doing voiceover for me.
Just go in there and just pretend to be me. It doesn't have to look like me. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, shoot it from the back, just see the back of my head, and then he goes in there and shoots fucking an hour's worth of work, and then he just kind of fucking edited in there. Just like close-ups of his face.
Sitting there eating a whole dozen Dunkin' Donuts or whatever the fuck he's doing.
I haven't been able to get through any of his modern movies.
They're just really too fucking boring. They're really boring. They're not even like so bad that they're entertaining. Yeah. They're just really, really dull.
Under Siege, man. It's his best one. Fucking Under Siege 2, I liked it.
He peaked.
Hard to Kill. That was a good one. There was another one that I had pretty good. Out for Justice, I think is what it's called. Final Justice. Inside Justice.
Final Justice was
Up in Your Justice.
Was the one like with that. Joe Don Baker.
Okay, I don't remember what it is. Some kind of Justice.
That was on Mystery
Science Theater. That one was okay. But, no, man, fucking Under Siege. And Under Siege 2, where he's with his cousin.
I didn't even
making a move on his little cousin. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
There's a girl he escorts through the whole thing to safety, and it turns out it's his cousin, but he's definitely fucking hot on his cousin. It's some weird shit, man.
And how old is she?
It's like any other fucking Steven Seagal movie. She's like 19, 18, 17, something like that.
It's like, hey, we're something not like that related. Yeah, yeah.
I used to think what it was is that what they were doing was kind of like playing to the audience. They're like, hey, it's teenage boys fucking in the audience probably, so we'll put a hot teenage girl in there that they can fucking feast their eyes on, and then they can Steven Seagal can just be macho man around her and keep saving her, and these teenage boys can pretend that they are him,
right?
You know. But I don't think that's what it was. I'm reading into it. I think what it was is it was just Steven Seagal wanting to fucking...
Being a pervert.
Steven Seagal wanting to impress teenage girls on screen. Yeah. That's what it really was, I think.
Yeah, I definitely think you're reading too much into it.
I was reading too much into it, yeah.
It's just Steven Seagal being...
Steven Seagal saying, no, I want her to be about 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Steve. And then...
whatever you say.
Yeah, she loves me. Okay, yeah. And she loves me even though we're cousins. She still loves me. Okay. And
everybody's like,
yeah.
Wait, okay.
That's like some shit.
Now we're getting to a very specific fetish that have, Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Where you want to bang your cousin.
Yeah. So. I think that's what's going on.
That he wants to bang his cousin, who's 19.
Well, I don't know.
Allegedly.
That's what was on the movie.
I know. Mr. 88, see, I was just about to say this very thing when we were talking about Sting just now. Mr. 88 said, Sting bragged about lasting 4 hours during sex. Perhaps he's just really bad at it. And then Zach said, legit, what is the point of that? See, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
How does it not get exhausting and annoying after an hour? Are you done yet? The girl looking all bored, flipping through a magazine while Sting is still pounding away. Exactly. It's like, let's see what's on TV.
I don't think he was pounding away. I think he was sitting there in a lotus position like that with his lingam rock hard, and she had sacrificed herself upon it, like on an idol, and they just sit there thinking about it. Saying ohms and shit. That's what I think he's talking
about.
That
sounds boring as shit.
Yeah, and they're fucking.
Man, I'm just not spiritual. They're being spiritual for any of this motherfucking shit. I just, you know.
Yeah, I remember hearing that shit a long time ago. I forgot all the details, but yeah.
I'm just here to get. I don't want to lay here for 4 hours. I got shit to do. You know what I mean?
I remember even back in those days, as gullible as I was, you know what I mean? Going, this guy's full of shit.
Well, I mean,
it was almost like Bono level shit. You know what I mean?
I
was like,
although I will say that Bono's, if he's actually just like trolling and he's just being like a snarky asshole, then kudos, because that's pretty fucking funny.
He definitely seems snarky. Definitely.
He does. Yeah. So I don't put him in the same douchery level at the same douchery level as I would Bono, because Bono just definitely seems very, very douchey and very
he believes his shit.
Right, and very what's the word I'm looking for, where he actually believes his own bullshit.
He's real fucking self fucking,
like, very earnest the word I was looking for. He's
gonna save the world single-handedly.
Sting always came across to me like he's just slightly being, like, sarcastic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he could just completely be making all this shit up and just thinking it's funny that people keep, like, reporting on it. Which, like I said, respect.
If he was trolling. Because he knew all about trolling. He was in Brimstone and Treacle. So he was probably...
Man, what a great movie if you guys haven't seen that one. Yeah. Wait, have we reviewed that? We did, didn't we?
I think we did.
I'm pretty sure we did.
I think we did, yeah.
And this is crazy because... How I ended up seeing this movie, because I had never seen it, was I had seen Dennis Potter's other stuff. Like, I had seen, I had read some of his books and stuff. Pennies from Heaven and Singing Detective and all that. So, one day, several years ago, Tom just wakes up randomly, like, one Saturday morning, and he says, I was just thinking about this movie that I saw. And he was, like, talking about this movie. And I was like, what is this movie? I never saw that. And he's like, I don't know. I don't remember what it was called. And, like, he could remember, like, some scenes about it. But he's like, all he could remember about it, he's like, he's like, man, I can't remember the name, but he's like, oh, but Sting was in it. And I said, oh, well, that's good. That narrows it down.
Yeah.
So we went to the interwebs, and we looked it up, and I was like, oh, it's Brimstone and Tree. And I was like, oh, it's Dennis Potter. I was like, I've read some of his stuff, like his screenplays.
Yeah, you had never seen it, huh?
But I had never seen that. Now, they did a couple different versions of it, because the version of it with Sting was actually a slightly later version, because it started out as a stage play. And then I think they did it on British TV for Play for Today, which was, you know, the show that they used to have where they had, like, you know, like stage play or whatever. And they did that, but I think that they banned it after that because it was, like, too controversial or whatever. But then, like, later on, they... When did that movie come out? 82, 83? Somewhere around there. Like, it was early 80s. But it's great. It's a weird story.
It's about
but Sting is fucking
Sting
great.
Sting plays a demon, basically.
Essentially. They never come out and say he's a demon. It's a lot clearer that he's a demon, like, in the stage version. Like, he actually has, like, cloven hooves and stuff. But in the movie, they leave it ambiguous as to, like, what his deal is.
And he's a demon that takes...
But he's supposed to be a demon.
He's a demon that takes advantage of your fucking good nature. He talks his way into your house and fucking... tries to become part of the family and tries to offer his services and tries to do things in exchange for staying there, and then just slowly charms your wife type of deal so she doesn't want to let him go, and he just tightens the screws down on you and he tries to take over your whole fucking life. That's what kind of demon he is. But this particular family has a daughter who's, I guess she's in her late teens, early 20s. And she's was gotten into a car wreck. Wasn't a car wreck? Car accident.
Or she got hit by a car.
Hit by a car.
Or hit by a truck.
And it, so she was kind of like in a vegetative state. And so he's smooshing with the wife and trying to take over. And the husband's trying to get rid of the guy, but he's powerless to stop it. And then when they're out of the house, he secretly sneaks in, starts molesting the bedridden daughter. She's out of it, though. She's like a vegetable. And he kind of goes further and further each time he's lusting. And she is pretty. And she wouldn't be in real life because she'd been bedridden for, I think, for 5-6 years, wasn't it?
I can't remember how long it had been. It's been a while since
she actually would have been totally atrophied.
I think it was only 2 years.
2 years, okay.
Or something like that.
All right. She would have been in bad shape, probably. But anyway, she looked like a model, though, you know, in the movie.
Well, it's a movie.
It's a movie. And weird shit happens with this. I mean, I don't know if I should spoil it.
You probably shouldn't, because I think a lot of people have not seen it.
Yeah, I guess it's called Brimstone and Treacle.
Yeah,
it's a British movie
based on a Dennis Potter.
Yeah, it's fucking off the chain. It's good.
It's a little.
It's weird.
I don't know if I'd call it nihilistic.
It's weird,
but it's very, very morally gray.
Yeah,
like a lot of his stuff was. I feel like, and a lot of it was very.
You find
curmudgeonly. I think Dennis Potter like didn't really like humans too much.
Yeah, you find shit out about the dad. He's got secrets, and you even find out stuff about the mom. And just the Sting does a fucking fantastic job. He's great.
He's great in that movie.
He's young in this, maybe 20s.
Yeah, 20s, this was maybe? Only a few years after. When did Quadrophenia come out? Because he was in Quadrophenia too.
Yeah.
And then a couple years after this, he was in The Bride.
Yeah.
Which we reviewed
good
not
that
too long ago.
Sting could act.
He could, actually. Yeah. And he just... I remember watching The Bride so many times, like when I was... Because it was on fucking HBO or whatever, like fucking every 5 minutes. So I must have seen it like 40 bajillion times. But Tom had never seen it. So, you know, a few months back when we were doing like all the Universal Monsters and stuff, I'm like, oh, you gotta see The Bride because he'd never seen it. I'm like, Sting's in it. You love him. So we watched it. It's like and it was like just as good as I remembered. It's a little overwrought, but you know, it's the 80s. What are you gonna do? And Sting was actually great. I think he made a great like Victor Frankenstein. He was like such a shit. You know what I mean? He was just like such an asshole. But he was just like really, really good at it. And Clancy Brown was in it too. He played the monster. So, and it's always good seeing Clancy Brown in something. Ben says, when I was little, I got chased out of the living room by my mother and grandmother because they were watching some Dennis Potter show and they didn't want to have to explain it to me. I wonder if it was Brimstone and Treacle. Or, like I said, it might have been Pennies from Heaven or The Singing Detective. I have somewhere in my... What? Okay. what's up? She just walks in and is like, bow! And I'm like, okay, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, Pokey. I don't know what she's talking about. She just came in and started yelling at me.
Yeah, she's like asking what's up.
She's like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Do something for me. You gonna knock Spock over? But I actually have somewhere in my bookshelves, I have the screenplay of The Singing Detective. And I saw there was an adaptation. There's been a couple adaptations of it made. I think one of them had Robert Downey Jr. in it, now that I'm thinking about it. But that's a weird story. Like, it's real trippy. It kind of, like, goes back and forth in time, and it's, like, real... I don't know. It's, like, trippy. But it's really, really good. And Ben said probably The Singing Detective. Yeah, I don't think I would like to... I don't really think I'd like to explain that to an adult, because I'm not really sure I got an entire handle on it myself. You know what I mean? Oracle said, is that a Pookie? Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah, it's a Pookie.
Yeah. Definitely. She just it's just funny, because she just, like, walked in the room and was, like, looking me right in the eyes and was like, rah! And I was okay. Yeah. She's very demanding. I got her, I think Celtic Angel was here earlier, and she's the one that sent us all that stuff, and then also sent that Amazon gift card, you know?
Yeah, we got
to get that. Yeah, so we got Pookie and Beige, we got them, we ordered some shit for them, because we got them a new water fountain, because we have one, and it still works, kind of, but, like, I was cleaning it yesterday, and... Every time we clean it, it seems like the motor is, like, kind of getting clogged up. And it's, like, so every time you clean it, it takes longer and longer for it to, like, come back on. And I was, like, maybe I should get another one. Like, get another... Was that Thunder?
Yeah, Thunder.
Maybe I should get another one, like, as a backup. Because I like having water fountains around for the kitties to drink out of. Because they seem to like the little fountains, you know. So I got her a backup one, and I got some filters, and I got her some new... treats, like some shrimpy shrimp, and I got like a big case of more canned food, and so I got like all kind of stuff for them. All hail the mighty Pookie. Yeah, she's I was trying to think of, didn't she do something fucking funny the other day? I'm trying to think of like that funny thing she was doing the other day, but now I can't think of it. She does funny shit all the time.
Fucking Oscar.
Oh,
Oscar, call me.
Oh, look, hey,
Oscar Perez from the show. Now he's on the show.
Now, ooh.
He's laughing. Oh, look, Misty's with her. Say hi, Misty.
Well, hey, that's it. See, we're on the show right now.
What's up? Say hi, Misty.
Hi. Yeah, okay.
What you guys doing? Yeah. Yeah. So you guys just going to sit around and get drunk outside the house?
I mean,
drinking. We're drinking. Look, they're out there drinking.
We're just sitting around getting...
We're on a show.
We're just sitting around we're sitting around getting drunk, too.
Yeah.
Because it's Friday night, hey.
We're on the show. We got to get back to the show. Okay? Say goodbye.
It's just white.
Yeah. All right, they're kissing. Okay.
It's just white. Oh, one thing that Pookie does, because remember, like I said, how she likes the warm laundry?
Yeah.
She knows... If you bring the laundry basket, like, up the stairs, or I think she knows the word laundry, too, because last night Tom was doing his laundry, and he came and dumped it out of the bed, and I said, Pookie, laundry, and, like, a couple seconds later, she comes up, and she, like, peeks in the door, like, whoa? Yeah.
She knows what laundry is. She's like,
and then she ran up and, like, got in the pile.
Yeah.
And she just sits there.
Yeah.
She climbs into the pile and then just sits there with her little face sticking out.
Yeah, and if that laundry's not warm, she's depressed about it.
She's like, oh.
But if it's warm, I'll pick it up, and she'll run right underneath it, and I'll drop the whole pile on her, and she loves it. She's a little face will come up out of the fucking laundry.
She's then like, she just
hot,
sits
huh?
there.
She's like, it's hot, huh? She's like, oh, yeah, it's hot. Fucking funny, man. It's a funny cat.
She's a very funny cat.
Yeah, you start taping things away to hang them up. She's no, don't take it.
No.
Don't take it. She's trying to grab it. Yeah.
No.
Everything you take, she tries to stop it. No.
You're taking my pile. I don't understand, like, how... Because she will sleep right in a sunbeam. Yeah. Like, during, like, certain
sunbeam
times...
Sunbeam the size of a dollar bill. She'll go get in it.
Like, certain times of the day, like, when the sun is coming in the... Because, I mean, I keep the curtains closed in here all the time because I like the dark. But in the gym next door, you know, in the next room over, the windows are open. So, like, the sun will come in there. And so she goes in the gym and, like, lays against the wall, like, right in the sunbeam. I don't know how she can stand it. It's got to be fucking roasting in there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because she's
a cat.
She's got her little fur coat on all the time.
She's insulated, though.
I guess.
It's keeping the heat out, I guess.
I would hope so, because it's like, man, she's going to like
fucking... Sun hits it, and it just stays on the surface of the fur.
And she's like, ooh, warmness. I don't know.
Talking about cats, man, but I guess cats are popular.
Well,
but...
yeah. Why do you always get upset every time?
What's
about
funny
cats?
About one of the things that's funny about her is that if I'm on the floor or if I'm up in a man cave and I've got a tablet and I put the tablet down, she's got to get next to the tablet like it's a fire to stay warm. And she slowly looks at the tablet and then she tries to get on top of the tablet. And of course, it stops the video. I'm like, stop it! And I'll even put it up high and she'll try to get up there and look at the tablet.
Wants to watch it.
And there's lights, so she likes to get around the little RGBs and stuff. Yeah. But I don't know what it is about tablets and the fact that they light up.
She likes to curl up.
Yeah, it's light. You want to try to curl up on the light.
Because we have, in the bedroom, we have one of those, what is it called? Like a bliss light or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
That makes like a galaxy, on the ceiling. And for a while, we had it, on this shelf, on the other side of the room and, casting up on... And she would jump up on the shelf or on the bookshelf and just, kind of sit by it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why she's so into it.
Mm-hmm.
But she really likes shit that lights up.
She wants to be near a light.
Yeah. Which I don't...
It's because it's something happening, I guess.
We were thinking about... Because I was like, maybe I... This is hilarious. But I looked on Amazon. I said, does anybody make tablets for cats? You know what I mean? Like a computer mm-hmm. tablet. Obviously it wouldn't be...
A real tablet.
But yeah. A tablet that was just some kind of simplified thing that just had a couple of games on it or little fishy swimming around or something. I don't think they have any specifically for cats, but there were a couple for babies, or toddlers, that would probably work for a cat. You know what I mean? Because they were kind of, durable, because they knew the toddler would be drooling on it, throwing around and shit. And it just had a couple little simple games and shit like that on it.
Wouldn't work with her because it's not mine.
See, I think that's the thing. I would probably, because I was thinking to myself the same thing. I was thinking I would spend money and get it for her and be like, hey, Pookie, look, your own tablet. And she'd be like, meh.
She's like, that's not yours.
I want to fuck with your shit.
Yeah, exactly.
If you give her own shit, she's just like, I don't want it.
I think part of it is the competition for attention. She knows you're looking in that tablet, and she doesn't want you to look in that tablet.
Yeah,
she wants you to look at her.
Right.
So the tablet, she knows the tablet is something you look at.
That's like her competition.
Yeah. So she wants to look at it too, and she doesn't want me to look at it. It's a competition for the tablet.
Yeah.
I think is what it is.
Because you
but
said...
she doesn't quite understand it.
Right.
You know, doesn't understand the flow of information, and she can't hear that I got earbuds on. So she can't hear what's happening. She's just seeing little people talking.
Like little stuff
faces,
moving around.
Yeah. Little faces.
I know that they do have apps or little games for cats, like I said, that have little fishies or little things swimming around and going in so they can try and get them. And some cats apparently really like them, but I never tried them with her. But that's the thing. We tried this before because Pookie has a thing where Tom has, the little webcam deal on his tablet. He has it covered up with a piece of tape. And for whatever reason, she loves that piece of tape. And she just always, if he leaves it laying around, the first thing she'll jump up and try to pull that piece of tape off, with her mouth. So Tom had an old tablet that didn't work anymore. And he put little pieces of tape all over it and gave it to her. And she didn't give a shit. She just wants to pull the tape off of your tablet.
Yeah.
She didn't want to pull the tape off the one that we gave her.
Yeah.
So
it was funny. Those are my tablets too. I just don't use them anymore.
Mm.
They're not good enough though. They're not the one that I'm using. And I put a lot of tape on it, and she's like, "Nope, that's fake. That's a fake tablet."
Well, see, I think a lot of people that have cats, they say the same thing. It's like, "Oh, we bought them this really expensive scratching post or this really expensive toy or something like that, and all they want to do is play in the box that it came in."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I think a lot of little kids are like that too. They're more interested in, the box or the paper and shit like that. She loves that kind of shit. She loves boxes and all that kind of crap. But, you know. And let me see.
People are saying hi to Misty.
Yeah. Yeah, they're, like I said, they're in a different time zone because they're in Texas, right?
Yeah.
How many hours earlier is
it in
Texas? 2 hours?
A couple hours, yeah.
Is that Central Time or Mountain Time?
I think it's probably Central Time. El Paso.
Yeah, where's
El Paso?
That's is El Paso almost, Central
that,
or Mountain?
Yeah, I think El Paso is almost near like New Mexico and everything, isn't it? That's like West Texas.
I don't know. I've never been to Texas.
Texas is big. It's twice the size of Germany.
I've been in New Mexico, but I've never been to Texas before. You know what I mean? Been in New Mexico and I've been to Colorado, but I've never been to Texas. So, you know. Ben says, when we were talking about Steven Seagal earlier, Steven Seagal did stand up against the mafia, shaking down his production, and gave evidence against them. The only admirable thing I think he's ever done.
Never heard of that one.
I never heard of that either, actually. Yeah. Victor says El Paso is Mountain Time. The rest of the state is Central.
Okay. All
right. Mr. 88 said Texas is 1 hour behind Florida. I thought it was 2 hours, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. We're Eastern Standard Time, so it's 9:05 p.m. where we are. So, you know, that's what's going on.
Light over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just saw them, and it's light. They're on their back porch drinking. They're trying to get us on a cam.
Yeah.
Those perverts.
It is Friday night. It depends on how drunk we get, but you know what I mean. Man, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
See how shit goes.
It's kind of sleepy.
Yeah, I mean, you were awake when I got up.
Yeah, and then I went back to sleep for a little while.
So I didn't.
I got up and I was like, don't go.
I was like, I gotta though.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Because I woke up at 5. I always wake up at 5 or a little bit before. Actually, I woke up at 4:15.
Good, Mr. Mom.
And then I was like, it's like, shit. I hate when I do that. If I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night, I know this is weird, and I don't know if other people do this too, but if I have to get up early to go to work or something like that, I always kind of like to wake up in the middle of the night because... It, for some reason, it makes the night seem longer. Because here's the thing. I'm always just kind of like, look, if you just fell asleep at 10 or 11 o'clock and then you woke up for work at 5 or 6 or whatever time you get up for work, you know, it would just seem like it was just like a second because, you know, you're asleep. So you don't really, like, realize the passage of time. But if you wake up in the middle of the night, like at 2 or 3 in the morning, then you're like... You're actually like can wake up and then you'd be like, oh shit, it's time to get up. Oh no, it's not. And I really like that feeling. I know that's really weird, but I really like that feeling of, oh shit, I have to get up to go to work. But then you roll over and you could still have like 2 or 3 hours to sleep. And that's, I love that feeling. That's like awesome. So sometimes for a while I was like almost making myself wake up deliberately, like in the middle of the night. But as it is now, I kind of wake up. The shitty thing is I usually try and fall asleep like at 10 or 11. Like, last night, I think I fell asleep about 10:30. Like, I was up and I was watching, I don't know. We did, like, a couple things, and then I was watching a couple episodes of, Bates Motel. And then, I was, like, it was getting to be, like, 10:30, and I was, like, yeah, I really gotta go to sleep. So I think I fell asleep then. But I think I woke up at 4:15, and I hate when that happens, because if I wake up at 4:15, I'm always, like... It's not enough time, like, to go back to sleep, because I have to get up at 5, you know what I mean? So it's always kind of like, if I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night, I think I'd rather wake up at, like, 1 or 2, because then I'd be like, woohoo, I have, like, a bunch more hours, and I can go to sleep. If it's 4:15, I'm just like, if I fall back to sleep now, I'm going to oversleep, and then I'll wake up, and it'll be, like, and I'll be late, you know? So I always kind of hate that. But I always wake, and then I'm just like, so I can't go back to sleep, and then... I don't really want to get up, so then I'm just kind of laying there in this, like, fucking weird limbo. You know what I mean? Zach says, I hate when that happens, because when I'm thinking about work, especially if I don't like my job, and then I can't sleep. Yeah, I mean, I know what that, I know. But I don't know why, it's just, I'm weird like that. If I have to get up early, I really, really like the feeling of waking up, thinking it's time to get up to go to work, and then you look at the clock, and it's only, like, 2 in the morning, and you're like, yay, I can go back to sleep for, like, 4 hours or whatever. I really like that feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes I do it deliberately. But like I said, this morning I woke up like 45 minutes before and I was like, well, that's not enough time. So that's shitty when that happens. It has to be at least 2 hours earlier. Because then I'm like, oh, I have 2 whole hours. If it's an hour or less, then it's not worth it. Then I'm just mad. Because then I just have to lay there and I'm like, I don't really want to get up, but I can't really go back to sleep either. Because if I go back to sleep, I'll oversleep. you know, because I have had that happen a couple times, but I don't have an alarm clock or anything like that because I don't need it. I always wake up on time, whether I'm watching or not.
You know? Well, it's 9. Do you want to go ahead and end the show?
I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon.
You worked all day. You got
to
unwind.
Yeah. I do have to unwind. Yeah. I'm all wound up.
Yes. All right. Well, go ahead and close it out, Jen.
All right. Well, there was one more thing.
All right.
What was I going to say? No, I forgot what it was. But
Yeah, don't worry about it. You'll talk about it later. Was it an announcement?
I don't remember because I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
You threw me off.
It couldn't have been that important.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't.
We're not talking about a topic.
I'm sure it was.
And it's what were you trying to plug something?
Oh, I remember what it was.
Okay.
I was going to say that we would be back on Sunday.
Okay.
Doing a movie review.
Just a plug.
And we're going to do The Professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Xanadu sent us that.
Right, yeah. Professional.
And Nick. That's the one that we haven't watched yet.
Yeah. So we're going to see the French version. The French edit.
Well, yeah. We're going to watch that one. Yeah. So I think it's actually called Léon, the Professional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've seen it called both things, but we're just going to call it The Professional, just be TV. All right. So thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us this evening. Hopefully you have a good start to your weekend. And we will see you guys again on Sunday for the movie review. We'll probably do it at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just because it's earlier and I'm not at work, so we can do it earlier. So yeah, we'll see you guys then. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, and we'll see you later. Good night.